The following is an AI reading of my blog called
How I Save My Time and Attention with Value for Value Podcasts.
It is for people who don't have time to read blogs and can listen to podcasts though. So, let's go!
I switched to podcasting 2.0, which allows you to send micropayments to a content creator over the Lightning Network a long time ago. In my Slovak language podcast, at the end of the recent episodes, I also discuss the boosts of previous episodes from value for value apps such as Fountain.fm. The flow of Bitcoin's sats in this new podcasting paradigm comes in two forms. If I listen to the podcast, I can send the creators a few sats per minute. If I really like the podcast and want to praise the creators for something, I can send a boost, which is a bit more sats with an optional text message. I switched to Fountain as the only podcasting app I use as a listener too. It's a good podcast player, fully comparable to Casts, which I was using until then. Support for Podcasting 2.0, Decentralized Music DEMU, and Value for Value standards is key for me. The importance of Value for Value, I first realized that we have incredible technology, but we're only giving ourselves a few cents per transaction. Is an hourly podcast really worth 600 satoshis to me? That's about 38 euro cents at the time I'm writing this. Probably not, or else I wouldn't spend an entire hour listening to it. At least that's what I initially thought. If something has value for me and I show that by actually tuning in to listen, meaning I don't turn it off after just 5 minutes, then I want the creator of the content, whether they're a podcaster or musician, to keep making more episodes or music. Just recently, I've set my contribution rate on Fountain to 200 satoshis per minute. This means that I'm sending about 7.5 euros for every hour-long podcast, based on the current price of Bitcoin. If only 1% of listeners are doing this, it could be enough money to incentivize a content creator to keep making episodes or music. The concept of having skin in the game is clear here. If I get bored with the content, I'll switch it off and stop sending satoshis as well. I get my own time back, but besides feeling good about supporting the creators, I've also gained back my own time. For example, I listened to a podcast about open source AI. After a few minutes of listening, I tell myself that even though the podcasters have a good flow, I already knew everything they said. Normally, I would have continued on, hoping to learn something later in the podcast. Now I tell myself I am paying for this, I'm not going to pay for what I already know. And skip ahead half an hour. Then I listened for a few minutes again, I found that I'm still not learning anything new, so I turned it off and switched to something else. That's not to say that every podcast has to have informational value. Maybe I'm having fun even though I'm not learning anything, maybe it's good music. We pay for concerts too, right? But the thought of I am paying for this should have a good vibe. The cost of inactivity, an hour spent listening has a cost for me at the very least, it represents missed opportunities. If I'm not enjoying the podcast at all, I would stop it even without value for value. However, if I can't make up my mind, deciding to turn this off involves a cost. While waiting to see if it gets interesting requires no further action, I continue loading the dishwasher or driving, and the player plays on by itself. But with value for value, the cost of inaction becomes real, visible money. The question arises, do I really want to pay 2.000 sats, which is over 1 euro, for another 10 minutes of this? This makes me a more selective customer. As an indirect effect, I send market signals to creators saying I do enjoy this content, but not this specific episode. More importantly, though, I am managing my own time better. Interactivity and feedback in value for value podcasts. Furthermore, I have noticed that with value for value podcasts, many podcasters read messages that come along with the boosts. If I want them to comment on something in the podcast, I'll send them a few thousand sats and add my question or comment. And very often the podcaster will read it and respond to it. Everyone involved is connected to the flow of sats. In one of the episodes, I included the guest in the splits as well. But then I thought I got the room where we recorded from Mikkel Tomic, who does a Slovak podcast for fathers with me, so I also added splits for him, because without the room studio, there would be no podcast, so everyone involved gets feedback, they see the boosts as well. So both the guest and the other participants are still connected via value, for value to the podcast they contributed to. If someone helps you with editing, if you play someone's music, this can all be set up for each episode differently. You can even set it up differently for each episode. Do you have a music? Send all splits, both streamed sats and boosts, to the musician if they occur in that particular part of the podcast where that music is playing. Do you do a music podcast? Boost goes to the musician, the producer. Learn more about it in this Bitpunk FM Unwound episode.
Thank you for listening. I'm sorry for any possible quirks generated by the large language model or text-to-speech engine, but I think it is worth transferring these blocks into audio form for people who can't or don't have time to read. So I hope it was useful to you, and I would really appreciate if you used value for value podcasting apps to listen to this episode and stream me some sets or boost. I read all the comments on the boosts as well. So if you have any comment about this content, feel free to use Fountain.fm or any other app and boost this podcast. Thank you very much.